Sean, bucket tough. I don't know who everybody is. We like to do. Let's start. Okay. So yesterday we spoke tough, difficult stuff. Maybe that's why everybody got chased away. That's why maybe the guys never came back. Because when you have to think, so then there's a mafriel and a shim. Okay. And now we want to go a bit weiter. We want to go a bit deep in the sugya. Just to put the basic yesod, what we dealt with is the following, is that before anything can happen, there first has to be a what's called a header. There has to first be a removal in order for there to be anything. Calls man that the aura itself calls man that a Kol Bochu is radiating with all his infiniteness in the world, and there's no space for anything else. So in order for the Bria to exist, that has to first be hidden. That's called the Tzimtzum. And then you have to have the light coming back, because if there's no Hashem there, which is impossible, but Lu Yutsu, there would be a place where there's no Hashem, then there could be anything. Then there's nothing. So then that light has to come back, but it's hidden. So and then we saw that as well from Vayera, Vayiboike, the way the world's created. There first has to be darkness before there can be light. And that's at the yesod, that's at the essence, the foundation of the entire Bria. So now let's take that one step further and see what comes from there. I'm on Reish Mem Aleph. Achadayin Alein El Ha'am B'Binyan. We have to go a little bit deeper with the subject. And that is like this. Min Harei Levarei U'La'avid. It's appropriate, we have to first clarify and understand. Madua Be'emes. Teva Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tova Kodesh Baruch Hu is Teva Bria, but even there, why is it that a Kodesh Baruch Hu set up the Teva, the nature of the Bria, but even there, Shrak Pamatsu Shel Helam, Neichel Agia Le Reif Teva Vabrocha? What's behind this? In Achinami, we know what he is. That's the reality, and that's the Metzias, and we have to accept that. Well, he's asking here, why is it that a Kodesh Baruch Hu set up the world in such a way that until you can come to the Tova and the Brocha, the first has to be an Elam? Why don't we just go straight to the Tov? Why do you have to first have this phase of hiddenness, and then you have the good being given? Just give the good. We have to go over what we said above. Kodesh Baruch Hu created a reality, a world of creatures, things that were created. Chesara tova that are lacking, so that he can give to them. If Hashem created perfect creatures that weren't lacking anything, he would not be able to give them anything. Hashem created a world in which people are very lacking, so he can give to them. There's another reason as well, is that we can also give to each other. In order for me to be like Hashem, in order for me to megalem atzelem elokim, I have to become a giver. If nobody needs anything, are you going to give anything to anybody? So you have to have people who don't have in order that you can give. But he's talking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu now. Atalu nase lavin ma'i tachlisa atove sheniten la'iti v'mabriyos. What is ma hu atova amiti she'ein le'malim meni? What is the good that a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give us? Hashem wants to bestow good. Midas atoiv la'iti. So what is the midah atoiv that he wants to provide us with? That means Hashem himself. There's nothing anywhere that represents the ultimate good from all the tzadim that's mushlam sholem in all the goodness in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Tana Lamdim, ki tachlis ha'tova le'nivroim hu she'edvokim v'toiv ha'gomud ha'ani b'Hashem Yisborach. The ultimate good, this good that you want to receive, is being able to be connected, dovuk, whatever that word means, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Because that is everything. There is nothing else that's worthwhile other than Hashem. He is the ultimate goodness. The Shema Tara Lazeh, Noten Lan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mareches Horois, Shia Teira Kedosha. In order to be able to achieve this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a system called Teira. And the Torah Kedosha through the 613 mitzvahs, that's how we connect and become dovuk and become like a Kodesh Baruch kol asiyas mitzvah miramach mitzvahs, ase v'kol emnois mishesoho mitzvahs los ase, mekarovas es adam l'boira. Every time you do a mitzvah ase, every time you withhold from doing a mitzvah los ase, you become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. וכך אמנם מגלים לנו חזל, כי יתר המצווה זה של התורה, מטרסן להבינו לאי ובו תדבק. The 630 mitzvahs are there in order to bring us to, and you shall cleave to Hashem. That's what the mitzvahs do. The higher world, what we spoke about, the Kedusha that comes from above, that comes down here, because this is where the action, this is where it's all happening, that comes down here via the mitzvahs. Ulam. Zois aleinu ledat, but you have to know. Tarag amitzvos einu chasvilim koivetz horois mizdamen she'ein binyan yisoydes nizgovim v'arochim ekroinim. You also have to know, though, it's very important to know that the 630 mitzvah is not just a law book. You know, that you do this and you do that, and they don't have any basic principles and what he calls soydes nizgovim, very elevated, transcendent secrets. And ikronim and principles. Lefach targa mitzvahs hein ve'etzem atzoifen hakoida sodi shel kol habria. The Torah is not just a law book that tells you what to do. The Torah is the life force of the whole world. It's the koda sodi. It's the pin to understanding and accessing the entire bria. Tarag mitzvahs mechuvenes nelege tarag avorim shebegufa adam. The 630 mitzvahs relate to the 613 parts of the body of a person. V'adam atzme kulu mechuven lenegeda kenegeda bria. And Adam, that's made up of 1613, is aligned with the 613 parts of the bria. Masha yesh ba'olam yesh ba'adam. What you have in the bria, you have in Adam. We've mentioned this many times. You can prove it in a laboratory if you want. Everything contains everything. That means in Adam is the entire universal experience, which is also made up of 613 parts. He's called an Olam Katon for a reason, because he has the whole universal experience in him. Every part of a person has something which is aligned, which is connected, something in the bria. B'kol ma'isa mitzvah shidi oise hu mashpia shefa toiva al oise chelek shemuchum v'gufa keneged oise mitzvah. When a person does a mitzvah, so it's mashpia on his guf, that part of the where that mitzvah is mashpia on the guf, it's mashpia in him, in his guf, in his neshama, but also in the entire bria. Because the entire bria follows the same pattern that makes up the pattern, that makes up a man, that makes up the pattern, that makes up the 613. It's not always a simple, but let's just say example. Then a mitzvah with these eyes. So now the eyes, the spiritual eyes, the physical eyes as well, gets a benefit from that. And then whatever the eyes in the world are also gets mushpa from that. If it's the same with those naim, atovin ikeres baznaim, v'yaisim ikach, oisa mitzvah mashpia al kol abriya kulu shefet tove b'chelek abriya mechoven k'neged einayim or oznaim. In the whole world, whatever that aspect of the bria that's keneged einayim, that part of the bria gets its hashpor. The shefa comes down from above and nourishes and nurtures that part of the bria, which is represented by the mitzvah that he did. B'milim acheres niten lasbik haKodesh Baruch Hu mosi b'denes abria. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the bria. V'chaya oilam nota b'socheinu. Hashem took the life of the world and put it over in our hands. We're now responsible for how the world moves. The world goes up and down based on our actions. Hashem's a shadow. If you move, the shadow moves. You jump up, the shadow jumps up. You sit down, the shadow sits down. That's we move the bria like that. Rashi there says in the pasuk, it says, you will be like a Elohim, like a God. Rashi there says, Yotzrei Olamos. You'll create worlds. That's our Metzias, and we become cleaving, we get close to Hashem via that. the whole sugi of Tzelem Elokim, this is really what he's talking about here in very, very mitzumtzidike way. But that's what the sugi that he's dealing with is the sugi of Tzelem Elokim. That's the whole Nefesh HaChaim is based on this. Hashem had a shutfim, mechus shutfim in the kim of the oilam. V'tachlis bria zu hi adveikus hagadele b'yoshe shalei anu magiyem al yedei kim ha-mitzvahs. The greatest cleaving, the greatest closeness that you can achieve to HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes about via Tarag mitzvahs, keeping the mitzvahs. There's no other way to do it. That's the way the system's set up, and that's the way the world is built. And when you start looking at it, it's fascinating. It's unbelievable. You'll see there's two mitzvahs that override all the others in this area. That's Tefillah and Torah. We'll see those. I don't know if you're going to deal with it. Yeah, but that's those are the two big ones, particularly Torah. Torah comes from a place way beyond all the other mitzvahs. Torah contains all the mitzvahs. Okay. So what's it got to do with anything we're talking about? This is good. This is lovely. It's very nice. It's beautiful. It's wow. You know, it's like a bit Kabbalistic, whatever. But what's it got to do with anything? What we're talking about here is Dimyon. There's a Tzura and a Yitzra. There's something which creates and forms, and there's that which gets formed, which gets created. Means that relationship, that Dimyon, that comparison, that not comparison, that alignment, where we are like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yigadol Yaisa, it gets bigger and bigger. Then you get closer to Hashem, you become more like Him, you become more Dovuk in Him. Now we can understand a little bit more, we can come closer, a little bit closer to understanding the essence of Yisurim. Like we explained above, the Iker revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to His creation comes about via a hiding, a removal, a lack. HaKadosh Baruch Hu boras ha'olam yesh mi'ayim. We know that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, yesh mi'ayim. Something from nothing. It's not exactly 100% right, but that's the way we talk. It's actually nothing from something. Hashem is everything. He's not nothing. But it means He created something which wasn't there before. Yesh mi'ayim. So we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, Betzelem, Ubedemus. As it says in the Pasuk, Hashem created the Yivro, Yesh Mi'ayin, Yivro Boro always means Yesh Mi'ayin. Elokim es Adam Betzalmoy, in His image. In His essence, man is doime to Hashem. The same as HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, yesh mi'ayin, from this total lack, from this no space, nothing that was there. So to Adam that's created in the tzelem of Hashem, we also have to create yesh mi'ayin. We can't do that. Adam's not doesn't create. When Adam builds a house, he takes what already exists and he puts what already exists into the form of a house. So he created a house, but didn't create Yesh Mi'ayim. That's called Yetzirah. He formed something from that which was there already. And if you leave the house and go away and forget about it, the house will carry on standing. Yesh Mi'ayim is very different. If you create something Yesh Mi'ayim, a Kodesh Baruch Hu creates something. First of all, he creates it from nothing. Means he didn't have the wood, and then he made a house out of wood. He had to create the wood first as well. Adam doesn't have to create wood. He takes wood that exists and he makes it into a house. He forms it. But there's another aspect here of Yesh Mi'ayin. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would stop thinking about the house that he built for 1 second, the house would cease to exist. Because it only exists because he's rotzon, he's willing it to exist. That's Yesh Mi'ayin. Not that he creates it and then it stays there and he goes away and it carries on. Ain't the vakas there. That's Yetzirah. You take something which exists already and you form it into something new. Take a piece of wood, you make it into a table. That's Yetzirah. That's not Bria. And if you forget about the table, you go away. You don't see the table. The table carry on existing because it's already been created. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He creates something, He creates it Yesh Mi'ayin all the time. He has to will it into existence. Therefore, if He would stop thinking about it, it would cease to exist. the difference there. But we also have this bechina, he's telling us here, of being able to do things yesh mi'ayin. What does that mean? And if we're going to do that, then we also have to do it via the darkness, via the lack, the chesaron. Therefore, you see established in the Bria, everywhere you see this lack. And the tafkid of Adam is to fill that lack and to be mashlimat. In that way, you become similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hayesurim haim haim ha-mahavim es ha-reik. The Yesurim is what creates the emptiness. Dainu es ha-cholol sheba yoichol Adam legalot es atzmoy ves koiches ha-nefesh ha-gzunim boy. It's dafka through the Yesurim, which creates the lack, because that's what Yesurim is ultimately. And it's in that environment that a person can reveal the hidden koichuses that he really has. And in that way, he becomes similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because to have the relationship with Hashem, to be cleaving to Hashem, you have to be like Him. You're not spatially far away from Hashem. It's not a geographical problem, our distance from Hashem. It's a dimion problem. You have to be like Hashem. The more like Him you become, the more you become Him. So let's try and explain this. This is not easy to understand. These things you have to hear them and you have to let them sit. They need to sit and just settle. And then you start finding a balance with them. You have to hear them many times and just settle with them. Don't fight it. Just allow it to sit and try and understand it. So try and explain this with a real life example. The telet menu avrech ben toyre bal kishun meyuchad mukhunan bemidas natzolois adi nefesh yerushalayim medak bemitzas. Take a certain person, the avrech, whatever, he's a very talented young man. He's been given wonderful, beautiful midas. He's got a very sensitive neshama. He's got yerushalayim, he's bedak the mitzvahs. It's a wonderful, young, beautiful example of what a fine ben toyre is, yeah? Yesh lo gam leiv hamishtatefut midagesh betfila. He also has a beautiful connection to tefila. V'zoch lakim es beisol adna Torah v'yira. And he built a beautiful home on the foundations of Torah and Yira. Beautiful, wonderful fairy tale, yeah? Gevaldik. Okay. Kol bonav shetilu zeisim sovelu shulchonoi v'af reyose hi eshes chayol. Each one of his children are beautiful and also following the same pattern as the father, and the wife's also big eshes chayol, yeah? Yeah, beautiful story this, yeah, gewaldig. Everyone's getting jealous. Okay. And he's Isaac in Torah, and he's growing, and he's steiging, and he's just becoming more and more of a Ben Aliyah. Yachid ima kore ve'asoga ve'maloso inaskim ki hu einu poel ele b'mizgeres yesh miyesh. You'd have to agree that what he's doing is yesh miyesh. Everything he has here, it was given to him. He's taking what exists and he's just building with it. He's using his cycle properly to utilize what was given him correctly, no question. The people that get given gifts like this, you can mess it up also. So he's doing what he's supposed to be doing with what he was given. He's not doing anything that's not already there. He's taking what was given to him and he's using it properly. Yeah. He's a yesh miyesh. He didn't do anything yet. Let's take somebody not like that. Somebody who's got, let's say, panosa problems, or somebody who's got problems with his children, chinuch, who doesn't have issues with chinuch today, or shalom bayis, or he's got yisurim, sickness or pains, or many, many who do. Low shortage of yisurim in the world, and he's suffering from one or whatever of these issues. Yeah. Dafka anam ze b'shash hu mitgaber. This person, Dafka, when he functions now, when he overcomes, when he strengthens himself to go weiter, misalev and lechem lemarota kol mitoch matara laoyvedes Hashem keroy, he grows and he fights and he overcomes whatever against enormous resistance. despite all the problems that he's got, with the goal of serving Hashem properly, that's all he wants to do. He wants to serve Hashem properly. He's creating now Yesh Me'ayin. He's taking a matzav that's an impossible situation, and he's putting it aside, and he's creating Yesh Me'ayin. I think an example of Rav Shach, for example. Rav Shach Zatzal testified himself, and it was known. He didn't have one day of his life that wasn't riddled with Yisurim. One type of another, just from his youth. Yeah, he left home very early, went to yeshiva. There were wars. He fled. He came here. He had to part from his mother, that he was an only child. There was a Yisurim when he came to Eretz Yisrael. His wife was ill for many years. He went through a lot of tzoras. He himself had health issues and whatever, and he became Rav Shach. That's Yesh Me'Yeshu Yesh Me'Ayin. It's not like the Gedolim stories you read. You know, he was making a broch on his mother's milk 3 days after he was born. You know, he knew the Olive Shach when he was 6 weeks old. No. We're talking about real people. You know, most Gedolim were real people who went through real Yisurim. Yeah. These people had hard difficulties, and they pushed them aside. They pushed the poverty aside. The Ketzei Sachoshin couldn't afford a table. The Shev Shmeitzer, we're talking about half the Torah we learned today, lived in such abject poverty. Okay, they didn't own a table. He used to take a plank and put it on his lap, and he used to write the Sforim on it. He couldn't afford a table. We don't understand what we're talking about. That's Yesh Me'ayin. There's not somebody who landed with the golden spoon in his mouth, but let's say he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. And he used it properly. Not somebody who wasted it. He used it beautifully. He used it gewaldig, but he didn't do anything. Yesh Me'ayin. Yesh Me'ayin, godless comes, and it doesn't always manifest in godless. There are a lot of people that are Yesh Me'ayining that we don't even know about. He took a problem, he took a Yisurim, he took difficulties, and he overcame it in order to serve Hashem. That's Yesh Me'ayin. There's Mamash Doim Eloboyer. There's a diff. That's where you really dovuk to Hashem. You take a person that he just doesn't have a time belimud. Ain't no time belimud. Doesn't have a connection to tefillah. Doesn't have a connection to learning. He knows it's the right thing to do, and he battles, and he struggles, and he goes through it. Adam Zeh Yotzi Yesh Me'ayin. He's creating Yesh Me'ayin. He's not taking this gewaldike cheshek he has, and this love of learning, and when he davens, he just feels completely spiritually overwhelmed with Hashem. No, when he gets up to daven, he feels like he's talking to a piece of wood. Ain't no cheshek there. Kashelo. But he overcomes it, because he knows he has to daven, so he gets up and he does it, however best he can. He achieves the ultimate goodness that way. He's the great person. He's the person that the world was created for. Because he's creating Yesh Me'ayin, and he's now Doim Eloboyer, and he's telling me, Kim, he's now Mamash being revealed in exactly the same way as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's a big chiddush what he's saying here. That's not the way we look at things usually. That's not the way we look at things. We're not jealous of the next door neighbor who's struggling and battling and got problems with his kids, and you see him still carrying on and functioning properly. That's what we're jealous of. You're jealous of the guy on the other side who's just, everything's perfect by him, you know? There was never a problem in the house. Everything's just like, wow. But he hasn't built any muscles. He just came into the world with a machine that picks up the weights for him. The guy on the other side of the house, he has to mamash get in there and mamash lift up those weights. It's a cachet. Oh, you're a nice marshal. Beck always uses this marshal. You know, I don't know anything about baseball, but I assume you guys know more about it than me. But there's a big problem with baseball, is that there's a thing called gravity. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? The biggest problem with baseball is gravity. If there wasn't gravity, then you could hit the ball to the moon. If you play baseball on the moon, you could hit the home run every time. Did you ever see somebody giving up playing baseball because of gravity? You know, he hits the ball and it goes to where it's supposed to go. I don't know where it's supposed to go, but let's say whatever a home run is, and 1 meter before hitting the home run, the ball hits the ground and he didn't get a home run. He throws his bat on the ground and says, gravity, I can't play this anymore. Hey, if I was on the moon, I could really hit a home run. No, if you're on the moon, you wouldn't play because there'd be no chup in play. It's dafka because there's a thing called gravity that makes the game what it is. That's the same idea, yeah. If there's no resistance, if there's no difficulties, if there's no header in our Avodas Hashem, then there's no worthwhile to it anyway. You're just doing what's easy to do. It's dafka in the areas where there's Yisurim, where there's difficulties, where you're creating yourself, Yesh Me'ayin. That's the vort he's trying to get across here. And that's a big, big chizuk. That's massive. Unbelievably massive. you know, if you had the computer games, I have no idea what they played today, but I assume they're unbelievably sophisticated. You know, if there's special computers just for playing games today, I don't know what that means. Can you imagine if you would give the kid the secret code that kills all the aliens or whatever he has to kill, yeah? The computer game, he's the hero and he has to kill all the invading aliens or whatever. And he goes to different stages and whatever, and it's a whole guns of business, yeah? You go to him and tell him, listen, I know the guy who wrote the program, and he has the secret code. You know, you type in this code and all the aliens just die automatically. You'll win every time. You'd stop playing. There's no hap in playing that game. The game's only interesting and only addictive, only moshech, because every now and again he gets killed. You know, and he doesn't always just kill all the aliens right away, and it's hard work. And when he gets to Shlav Bet, wow, it's a big simcha, why? Because he worked for it. And he just pushed a code and all the aliens died, and he moved through the levels and he got to the end and he was the winner. But there's no geschmack in that. There's only geschmack when it's hard. That's the Yisurim. That's what Hashem put into the world. That's Yisurim. Atana bin Hativ is Maimra Shel Balatanya. שחמישים שנה של דבקס בתורה איני מביא ססעד לדבקס בבויריס ברוך כמו שמביא קבולס יסורים באהבה. I'm not going to argue with the Balatani. I'm just telling you what he says. Those that argue, different opinions, whatever, I don't know, but whatever. The Chofetz Chaim said something doime as well. That 50 years of dvekas in Torah doesn't bring a person to the dvekas to a Kodesh Baruch Hu kamo kabolish yisurim ba'ava. Ma pitom, ma kesha. Kabbalah Shibah is 1 mile, and being Dovuk in Torah, and Mitzvah is also another lava. Why is 50 years of Dovuk in Torah not the same as one Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'av? Hasibi'i ki Kabbalah Yisurim hi etzem ha-dveikas mamash. Kabbalah Yisurim is dveikas in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a thing that brings you to dveikas. It is itself the dveikas. Le'ez dreim le'boyre betachlis. Now you are like a Shem mamash. Ha-Torah va-Mitzvah hem emtsoyim le'ev esadam le'dveikas. The Torah and the mitzvahs is a means to bring a person to dveikas. It's more than just that, but for the purpose of this discussion, that's what it is. Torah and mitzvah is much bigger than just this. You can't limit Torah to just being a means to an end. No, it is an end in itself as well. But for the purpose of this discussion, Torah and mitzvah is what brings you to dveikas. The mitzvahs of the lack of the head, that is dveikas itself. That's a place where you can Mekayim Torah and Mitzvahs. If there's no Heder, if there's no Yisurim, there's no room for Torah and Mitzvahs. Then a person can come to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'ava in a way that he couldn't had it not been for the lack. If there was no lack, then there's no room for you to do anything. You just do whatever you do, like a cow. Cows are perfect cows. Cows get 100% every day for what they do, because they do exactly what the Rotzon Hashem is. There was never a cow that woke up one morning and rebelled, decided he's not going to do what cows do. No. Cockroaches, cows, elephants, stars. There was never anything in the Bria, from the smallest subatomic particle to the biggest galaxies, that ever did anything other than the Rotzon Hashem. So they don't get paid for that. You just did what you were programmed to do. It's only a Jew that has the lack and has the bechira to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do or not to do it. And when he does it, so then he did something really big. That's why he can get schar for that. So it's dafka, the difficulties, which is giving us the hizdamnut to achieve the tachlis of the bria. Okay, this we should do once a week. This needs a lot of hard work to think through this. But maybe you're getting a bit of a time. You want to learn Nefesh HaChaim soon. Okay, let's see. This is hard to deal with this without going to some of the Yesodis there. But anyway, let's take it slowly. Let this sit. Let it settle. And then hopefully you'll have some questions about tomorrow or the next day. B'zrat Hashem. Okay.